Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 18th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yud Ches, Mishnah Tes. Mita, if you had a bed that became Tameh, and then it broke, she'nignav chetzio oved chetzio, and half of it was stolen, and half of it was lost, o chalkua achino shutofin, or it was divided by brothers who inherited the bed, or by shutfin who owned it together, and each one took half, tahora, because each half of the bed is not functional, and you're never going to put it back together again, because they went their separate ways. So it's considered broken, and permanently so. If they then put it back together again, it could be mekabel tuma mikan laba, but the old tuma does not return. Mita metame chavila. If parts of a bed become tame as a single unit, meaning if the legs become tame, then the other parts become tame as well. Umetaheres chavila, and they also become tahar as a single unit. So meaning when you put it in the mikveh, leg and the board are both put in the mikvah while attached to each other, they become tahar. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, v'chamom metame evarim u'metaheres evarim. Then the bed becomes tame in pieces, and you need to be metaher it in pieces. You need to take it apart and be metaher piece by piece of the bed. Moving on to Perek Yud Tes. So Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Aleph, we're continuing to talk about beds. Hamafarik asamita lahadbila. If you take apart a bed in order to be able to be matpilit in a mikveh, and you need to take it apart just because it's too large to put into a mikveh, or you touch the ropes of the bed that was tameh and it had been taken apart, tahar, it's tahar, the person who touches it is tahar, because the pieces aren't tameh while they're in pieces, while they're taken apart. So you're going to be tahar. When is the rope considered to be attached to the bed? When three rows of the rope are woven into the bed. If someone touches the rope from the knot that connects the two ropes and further in, he is tameh. But if he touches the rope from the knot and outward, then he is going to be tahar. Even though it's attached to the first rope, the second rope is not considered to be directly attached to the bed. Nime hakesher hanogea b'tzarko tameh. The strings of the knot, if you touch the part that you need for the knot to stay in place, that's going to be tameh, because that has that's considered to be a significant part of the knot itself. V'kama hu tzarko, how much of the string is considered to be something that the knot needs? Rabbi Domer sholosh etzba'os. It's the three etzba'os that protrude outside of the knot itself. So to review what we learned today, in the last mission of Perek Yud Ches, we spoke about a bed that was split in half and Ganav took half, or Shutfin split it up, so it's going to be Tahora. And when you put it back together, it's only going to be Tamei Mikan Lahaba. And we said that the Machlokas, whether a Mita achieves its Tumah and its Tara status as a single unit or in pieces. And then in Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about some person who takes apart a bed in order to put it in the Mikvah, so he's going to be Tahor, even though he's touching all the Tamei pieces. And we said that we discussed what would make a rope considered to be part of the bed and attached to the bed, and how much of the rope that dangles outside of the knot is considered to be part of the knot. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Beis.